Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello to all my friends out there in Prague Land. This is your old pal Big Tony the Prague Squatch coming at you one more time for another episode of Prague Watch. And again, I've got a lot of great music lined up for this week, and I've got a little feature on a really cool band that I've been getting into lately, which I'm going to say for a little bit later. But for right now, I'd like to get things rolling with a band called Goblin Rebirth. Now, Goblin was a classic Italian band from the 70s who played some dark symphonic Prague and did quite a few horror movie soundtracks. Right now, there are no less than 4 variations of Goblin active. This band that I'm going to feature is called Goblin Rebirth, and they put out an album entitled Goblin Rebirth just this year. From that album, I'm going to play a song called Book of Skulls.
We'll be right back.
All right, once again, that was Book of Skulls by Goblin Rebirth from their album of the same name just released this year. This version of Goblin, this Goblin Rebirth band, has two original members, Fabio Pignatelli and Agostino Marangolo, plus Giacomo Anselmi on guitars, and Aiden Zammit and Danilo Cherny on keyboards. Once again, that was Goblin Rebirth. Next, I'd like to play something, a little feature that I've been doing lately, the last few weeks. It's the Prog Radar Weekly Recommendation in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson. And if you haven't, you should go over and like his page, Prog Radar, on Facebook, because he's constantly churning out lots of cool reviews. He's got people doing guest reviews now, so you can really get a look at a lot of different albums over there at Prog Radar. There's just a whole lot of music being reviewed for you there to help you find your way among all the great prog that's out there. But anyway, I'm going to play a song from Unified Past. The name of the song I'm going to play is Etched in Stone. It's from their album Shifting the Equilibrium, which was just released this year. I'll tell you a little more about them after the song. We'll be right back.
took his love away. There was so in my head that day, thoughts swirling round, swelling with questions without reply. Immortality was swept away in fears about what would the end of my life signify. Tragedy arrived, yet the evil one survives. So we came from miles away to be by your side. The last time we'd be in this proximity, told stories of glory days, and we laughed and we cried. We sent them off to infinity. The reality sets in. Time keeps rolling on. First you're here, then you're gone. There's a feeling I get as I look far away. When the sun has set, how could we forget how hard we used to play?
Once again, that was Etched in Stone by Unified Past from their album Shifting the Equilibrium, just released this year. And here's Martin's bite-sized review. The first album from the Syracuse, New York-based progressive rock band Unified Past to feature new vocalist Phil Narrow is undoubtedly their best yet. Powerful, melodic, and intricate songs that have a whole new edge due to Phil's excellent vocals. Founder and guitarist Steven Spielman says it is a new chapter in the band's evolution, a real rocker that will shake any cobwebs out of your hair. Once again, I always concur with Martin. I did rather enjoy this album. It's definitely got a harder edge sound to it, and I'm helping support some of my homeboys here because Syracuse, New York isn't too far from the Squatch Den in Pennsylvania. So once again, go check that out, Unified Past.
Hello there, this is Nicholas of Cicada from Athens, Greece, and you're listening to Prog Watch.
The next thing I'd like to do is from a classic band, I guess, well, relatively classic. They've been around since, I guess, the 80s, and they're called Pendragon. And Pendragon was originally established as Zeus Pendragon by guitarist and vocalist Nick Barrett. The Zeus was dropped, though, because the band members decided that that name, Zeus Pendragon, was too long to look good on a t-shirt. So they shortened it to just Pendragon and have been putting out albums since the late 80s. The song I'm going to play is called As Good as Gold, and it comes from their album Masquerade Overture in 1996.
As the stars begin to fall away, a breath as close as a summer's day, I open my eyes and look up to the skies and I dream. Moments of magic as we lay as candles flicker and the shadows play. I open my eyes and look up to the skies and I dream. Dream that anew life will be born. We'll
Once again, that was Pendragon. The name of the song, As Good as Gold, from their album Masquerade Overture in 1996. They've had a few personnel changes earlier on in their career, but since 1986, the lineup has remained relatively stable. Through the 90s and into this century, they've really been putting out some consistently good stuff. In the band at the making of this album, we had Nick Barrett on guitars and vocals, Clive Nolan on keyboards, Clive, who also has his hand in various other side projects, including Shadowland, Strangers on a Train, and Arena. We had Fudge Smith on drums and Peter Gee, or G, on bass. Once again, that was Pendragon, and I'm sure I'll be playing some more of them in the future, because I've been listening to some of the later stuff here, and it's definitely good. We'll get some on soon. So next up, I'm going to play something from a band called Citizen Kane. This band was originally founded by bassist vocalist Cyrus. That's his name, Cyrus. Just one name, kind of like Sting, I guess, or Bono. But Cyrus and Stuart Bell, who plays the keyboards and does the drum programming and stuff, they've had a lot of lineup changes over the years, but they put out some pretty consistently good albums despite the regular upheavals. The song I'm going to play is called Darkest Sleep Manifestations, and it's from their latest album, Skies Darken, which was released in 2012. Once again, this is Citizen Kane.
Yourself. darkness that bound you, chaos that stirs your soul. Waken now. The captain sails his boat to nowhere. He has fallen upon hard times. The waves he met fell on his head and tumbled him into the depths. Is he on the other side? Is he body? Is he mind? Is he space or is he just time? 10,000 bolted soldiers, all slain, all left to die. No cross had went before them, no God was on their side. And all of their power and strength long expired. The point of your life is you were born to do the killing. You were born to kill yourself. Must escape from his prison again. Now the night is within him. The waves he met fell on his head and tumbled him into the depths. Is he on the other side? Is he body? Is he mind? Is he space or is he just time?
Him into the depths. Is he he on the other side? Is he body, is he mind? Is he space, or is he just time?
Once again, that was Citizen Kane, the name of the track, Darkest Sleep / Manifestations. And it was from their Skies Darken album, released in 2012. At this point, the band featured Stuart Bell, keyboards and drums, Cyrus, bass and vocals, and Phil Allen on guitars and backing vocals. I'm not sure if they're still active. I know that Stuart Bell put out a solo album, which I played some stuff from a few months back. But hopefully they'll continue to do stuff under this name as well, and Stuart can have his own solo career there. Once again, though, that was Citizen Kane. The next thing I'd like to do is from a band called The Pineapple Thief. These guys were founded by Bruce Seward, who is the vocalist and guitar player, as an outlet for his music back in 1999. Over 15 years, they've had a couple lineup changes, but they've made more than 10 really good records. From their latest, Magnolia, released in 2014, I'm going to play a track called Alone at Sea.
Time.
Once again, that was Alone at Sea by The Pineapple Thief from their 2014 release Magnolia. So at this point, the band looked like this. Bruce Sword, guitars, vocals. John Sykes on bass guitars and backing vocals. Steve Kitch on keyboards. And Dan Osborne on drums. Like I said, they have over 10 albums. Well, they've made, I think it's 11 at this point. But if you haven't checked them out, you should do so. If you're a fan of, say, Porcupine Tree or even Radiohead, I think you would dig The Pineapple Thief. Next up, I'm going to dig back into the vaults a little bit here to pull out an album from my youth. And it's Rush, Moving Pictures from 1981. Moving Pictures was the 8th studio album by Rush. And it's listed, it's one of two albums that's listed on the 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die list. 2112 is the other album that made the list. Kerrang! Magazine listed the album at number 43 among the 100 greatest heavy metal albums of all time. And in 2012, Moving Pictures was listed at number 10 on Your Favorite Prog Rock Albums of All Time list by Rolling Stone. 2014, readers of Rhythm Magazine voted Moving Pictures the greatest drumming album in the history of progressive rock. A nice feather in the cap of Mr. Neil Peart, drummer and lyricist for the band Rush. Anyway, without further ado, I will play the track, and it's YYZ from Moving Pictures in 1981. Once again, that was YYZ by Rush from their 1981 release, Moving Pictures. You know a song's good when your twin sons, who are, we'll say they were tweens around them, between like 10 and 14, when they like latch onto it. And my twin sons, Paul and George, did latch onto it, along with some Genesis. They surprised me with some of the stuff they liked. They loved Dodo and Lurker when they were just little tykes. And by the time they were about, you know, between 10 and 14, they were digging on Supper's Ready. So I trained them well, I guess. But the nice thing was I didn't really hit them over the head with it. It was just like I was just playing stuff. You know, they just picked it up, and they gravitated to some pretty good music over the years. So mission accomplished there for Dad. Anyway, I'm going to move things along here with another older track from a band that I've always admired very much, and from a man I've always admired very much, Steve Morse. This is a song from his band, the Dixie Dregs, which was released on their 1977 album entitled Free Fall. And the name of the song is Cruise Control. We'll be right back. Ah, the Dixie Dregs. I love them. At this point, the band featured Steve Morse on guitar, guitar synthesizer and banjo, Steve Davidowski on synthesizers and keyboards, Alan Sloan, electric violin, viola, strings, Andy West on bass guitar, and Rod Morgenstein on drums and percussion. Steve Morse, the leader of the Dregs, I guess who more or less put the band together originally, has been around the block a few times too, as the saying goes. He's done stints in Kansas, Deep Purple, and his own Steve Morse band. He's also currently a member of the band Flying Colors, which we featured here on Prog Watch. But anyway, check that out if you want, but definitely check out the Dregs. If you're not familiar with them, you really should be. They're just a really neat blend of so many different styles. There's nobody like them. Next up, I'd like to play something from a band called the Bob Lazar Story. The main musical driving force of the band, Matt Deacon, actually popped up and contacted me on Twitter. More or less one of those, hey, I have an album. You want to check it out? So I did, and I thought it was some pretty interesting stuff. It's very unique. The name of their album is Self-Loathing Joe. The band name itself even captured my attention, the Bob Lazar Story. I guess it's a tongue-in-cheek reference to Bob Lazar, that guy who a few years back claimed to have worked on reverse engineering extraterrestrial spacecraft near the Area 51 test facility. So anyway, I guess I'm going to go ahead and play it and tell you a little more about them afterward. The name of this song is Dawn Branch Venom, and it's from the Bob Lazar Story's 2015 release entitled Self-Loathing Joe. Once again, that was the Bob Lazar Story with their song Dawn Branch Venom from their album Self-Loathing Joe in 2015. The Bob Lazar Story is the musical brainchild of Matt Deacon. Matt was born and raised in Liverpool, UK, And he says that the Bob Lazar story is basically him plus his old drummer pal, Chris Yago, who now lives in Los Angeles. Matt writes the music, and Chris takes it to the stratosphere with his amazing drums. That's quoting Matt there. Once again, though, I found them to be pretty interesting, and you might want to check it out if you can. Self-Loathing Joe's the name of the album by the Bob Lazar story. That's going to bring me up to a little feature I'm going to do on the band Cicada. This band was formed in 2005 in Athens, Greece. The current lineup consists of Evangelia Kazoni on vocals and keys, Nicholas Nikolopoulos, various flutes and keyboards, and Georgios Mouchos on guitars. These three are the real core of the band. Their music is heavily rooted in folk music. It's very complex, compelling. It borrows influences from many other spheres of progressive rock, classical music, and more. I hear shades of Griffin, Jethro Tull, and Gentle Giant, to name a few. The first song we're going to play is from their album A Child in the Mirror, which was released in 2010. And the name of this song is A Storyteller's Dream. Thank you. Once again, that was A Storyteller's Dream from A Child in the Mirror album released in 2010 by Cicada. That's C-I-C-C-A-D-A. Has two C's in there to differentiate them from the insect of the similar sounding name. This track was mostly instrumental with a very strong grounding in folk traditions. I found the song very emotive with some great organ and acoustic guitar work and Mellotron. And did I ever tell you guys that I love Mellotron? I think I may have told you once or twice. But anyway, that whole, it just builds into quite a jam there at one point. And at this point, the band featured Evangelia Cazzoni, vocals and keyboards, Nicholas Nikolopoulos, flute, recorders, organ, Mellotron, piano, Georgios Mouchos, acoustic and electric guitars. And they were augmented by Omiros Komnenos on electric bass, Christos Zelalidis on drums, and, well, this is a tough one, Panagiotis Giannakakis on piano. I hope I'm not mangling those names too bad. But anyway, Nicholas Nikolopoulos was kind enough to answer some of my questions, so I'm going to go ahead and play that here. First, I asked Nicholas, where do your ideas come from and how are they developed?
Most of the material is fully composed by me and George, the guitar player of the group. The music is written down on paper, and I always do a full score that the rest of the band have to read. Occasionally, there's a jam during the rehearsals that provide us with ideas for live extended versions of the pieces.
Okay, next, what kind of equipment do you use? How and why did you choose your instruments?
We like vintage sounds, but for different reasons, we have to reproduce them with modern instruments of the digital era. Now, imagine a mix of those sounds with acoustic instruments like flutes, saxophones, clarinets, strings, and that's our chamber rock.
Okay, and what is the recording process like for you?
Structure is important to our music, and once a composition is set under a recording process, only few things may end up different. Yet, the orchestration is always under constant change.
And do you get to play live as much as you would like?
Not so much, unfortunately. Playing our music live is extremely exciting, and when the feedback is warm, then this is the fulfillment for a musician. It's the strongest of feelings.
Okay, and finally, do you remember the first song you ever wrote, even if you were a kid or a teen? Greg Lake said that he wrote Lucky Man when he was like 14. What about you? And what song in your current catalog do you love the most and feel best defines the sound you want to be identified with?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember any early song. Greg Lake must be a very lucky man to have some of them. Well, about my preferred songs, I would go for Garden of Delights for its lyrical and epic sound, A Child in the Mirror for its jazzy flavor, or The Statement from the H.P. Lovecraft project, which is haunted and frightening, and also Eternal from the new album, which is a very tender song and is dedicated to my little daughter.
Well, that was wonderful, and I want to thank Nicholas once again for answering our questions, and he couldn't have done a better segue if I had asked him to, because the song that I selected, before I even really thought about putting the show together, is the song called Eternal, the one that he mentioned in his last answer, and it's from their album The Finest of Miracles, just released this year in 2015. Nicholas says this was written for his daughter, so think about that while you listen. Once again, it's called Eternal by Cicada.
Coming back. behind you with all memories fading in the dark, and the silent hearts of knowledge put the spell on those who have the mark.
Thank you.
Once again, the name of that wonderful epic song was Eternal, and it's from the Finest of Miracles album released by Cicada in 2015. It was another great tune with some of my favorite instruments represented. Organs, acoustic guitars, flutes, mellotrons, violins. Doesn't get much better than that. It's got a great vocal melody sung beautifully by Evangelia. Overall, a really great tune in my opinion, and one of the ones that Nicholas said best was one of his favorites from their current repertoire. Anyway, at this point, the band featured Evangelia Cozzoni on vocals, Yorgos Mouhos on acoustic and electric guitars, Yanis Iliakis on drums, percussion, and marimba, and our friend Nicholas Nikolopoulos on all the flutes, saxophones, mellotrons. Oh, he's got credit for glockenspiel on this album, piano, organ, etc. A lot of cool stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Cicada, go check them out. They've got a really unique sound, and I'm really digging on their stuff. They put out two albums so far, and I can't wait to hear what they're going to come out with next. So that's going to bring us to the end of the road, and as I've been doing lately, I'm going to leave you with my classic corner. For this one, I'm digging back to one of my favorite Moody Blues albums from 1969. The name of the album was To Our Children's Children's Children. It's the fifth album by the Moody Blues, and it was the first album released on their newly formed Threshold Records label, which was named after the band's previous album from the same year, On the Threshold of a Dream. The song that I'm going to play is one of my all-time favorite, Mike Pinder or Pinder. I was never sure how you said that. Maybe if someone knows out there definitively, you might let me know. It's one of my favorite Mike compositions, and the name of the song is Sun Is Still Shining.
Thank you.
once again, that was Sun Is Still Shining by the Moody Blues from To Our Children's Children's Children album, 1969. One of my favorite all-time Moody Blues songs that isn't, you know, in the ones that are just overdone, you know, by classic rock radio. You don't hear this one too often, but what a great track, in my opinion, with that, like, cello figure repeating throughout. It's just a really cool song. But that's going to bring me to the end of the show here, and I want to thank you once again for coming along for the ride. And if you like what you're hearing, go to the Facebook page prog-watch and give us a like there, or you can follow me at Prog Squatch, where I do the daily classic album 6 days a week. So once again, thanks for coming along, and I'll leave you with Prog On, brothers and sisters.